Hannah, you've been doing comedy for how long?
Actively, a few months.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Since, like, late summer.
No. That's it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I do not accept that answer.
Well, that was actively, though. That's, like, going out and trying the mics and stuff.
What were you just, like, passively telling jokes to your dog before that? What happened?
Kinda.
What do you mean?
Okay. Well, I was writing for a few months before that.
Writing? What kind of writing?
I was trying to write jokes.
Okay.
And they weren't any good. I've deleted, like, all of them, but I was just trying to write at that point.
So when was the first time you actually hit a hit an open mic, did some comedy?
It was at the Spokane Comedy Club, which I think I'm pretty fortunate that I got interested in comedy around here after the club opened, because that's, like, you know, kind of a hub, and it's a really nice place, and I felt comfortable trying it there, and I just went out. It took me a couple months to muster up, like, the courage, kind of, and the confidence to try my retarded jokes.
So I feel like I must have seen you one of the first times you went on stage, probably, then.
Maybe. Could be.
Because, I mean, I was certainly there a bunch during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was later summer, like August, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why, what made you decide to get up there and do it? What made you fall in love with comedy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've liked a lot of, like, funny shows for a while.
Okay.
And I don't think there was any, like, key point that was like, I should be a comedian. I don't really have that, like, sense of, I'm a comedian, I need to do it, I need to spread this artistic passion of mine. It's not like that. Like, some people say that they have, like, a calling, and
right.
it wasn't that at all. It was just, like, out of pure joy. Like, this seems, like, fun.
That's cool.
And has it been fun? It's a lot of fun. And I mean, I like a lot of famous comedians and non-famous ones too, and they were just fun to watch, and I was just absorbing a lot of that in my everyday life, so it just made me interested in trying it as well.
What's one of your early jokes that you stopped doing because it just never worked?
Well, yeah, I still do one that I don't think really works very well.
But she enjoys it. That's all that matters.
And it's actually grown.
Hold on. I think
weird.
I know which one it is, but tell me.
I bet you probably do. Well, it'd sound weird saying it.
So tell the joke.
It's like, I'm not a chicken, but if you give me an egg, I will sit on it. What is that?
Okay, that's not the joke I thought it was, but there's a joke there's a chicken, other chicken related joke.
I have a lot of chicken jokes.
Nice. The chicken bukkake one was the one I thought
it
was.
Oh, no, that's a relatively new one, actually.
Yeah, okay. That's newer.
No, there were a few. I had a lot of, like, underwear jokes, like not fitting in my underwear. And I don't think I tell those as much because I'm more mature now.
Yeah, you very much. I can see your growth. It's been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to hear a joke about not fitting in your underwear.
There were a lot.
There's a lot.
I mean, I'm not fitting in my underwear now.
I know.
So
mine were like
currently
half down my ass.
Why not? What's wrong with your underwear?
Well, you know, I got them at Walmart. Yeah.
Did they check your receipt?
No, I snuck out.
So fuck you. I'm taking my size 2 small underwear, mm-hmm. and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I will say is in the last probably 2 months, and it seems like it's growing exponentially, is your style. So Hannah was probably, and hopefully takes in the spirit with in which it is intended, very much a one-liner when she first started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I saw jokes starting to go longer,
mm-hmm.
and draw a little more, and then some even with, like, a little bit of story to them. And it's nice to see that evolution, that transition, and you know, it working for you too. You know, you still have a lot of your one-liners, but you also have this ability to kind of add on and make a little bit more. What do you mm-hmm. like better, or how do you think your style is developing?
Yeah, I mean, I want to approach comedy at, like, multifaceted. You know, I want to have a lot of skills there, and that includes, you know, all types of comedy. So I didn't want to just restrict myself to one-liners. That was just the most natural place for my mind to go initially for comedy. I'm also not very smart, so I think in like short bursts. So that's kind of why all those one-liners.
That's not true. You're not smart.
I feel like she definitely has an intellect that goes into her comedy.
So does Rain Man, but the yeah. What? No,
that
what?
Was rude. Fuck.
No, it's close.
No, what?
Drop some sticks.
Yeah,
I can count them.
Well, you're not. That's not true. You're not intelligent. I think there's a lot of intelligence in you. It just is in unique forms. Why would you say you're not funny? Why would you say you're not smart? I mean,
well, I really do just try to keep, I don't know, keep things simple. Like I'm pretty simple minded. Mm-hmm. Like just truthfully.
Did you grow up in Spokane?
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
That seemed like a struggle to answer that question.
I actually forgot.
Is it because you were going to lie? Or
once
because
you're
21, you
it's like, whatever.
Well, I really
yeah,
did
wait till
forget.
You're 30, whatever. Yeah.
I forget how old I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jeez.
Oh, but he
goes.
I should. Trust me.
Deese is just a grumpy old man.
He is.
Yeah. It's not true. I'm just mm-hmm. an old man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're literally going to take the grumpy part out?
No, that's just that's redundant.
You just made all the listeners just shake their head.
You know what? To be fair, though, I'm really only grumpy about a small segment of things.
Just on Mondays.
On Mondays. Stupidity is one thing I get really grumpy about. Or things that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want things to be efficient and make sense. If the efficiency goes away and people are not that really starts to bother me. I don't understand why we do these things to ourselves in life. But so Hannah, what's the idea with comedy? I mean, you've been doing it for what would you put a time frame on? 6-8 months? 10 months? Longer?
Close to half a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't want to go 6 months. Let's not get crazy.
No.
Let's say close to half a year.
Close to half a year because it still keeps me in like the you don't have to be that good, so.
Sure, yeah.
It's okay.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I always tell people this is my first show.
Just in case.
Just in case.
You should.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When it sucks, you're like, hey, you're on the show too, so.
Yeah.
The,
fair warning.
Your name's on the moniker also, if you don't remember. So don't.
Yeah, but people know I'm talented.
Oh, do they?
They do.
When are you going to bring it to the show?
I don't know. take a sip.
Oh, that might drink some beer after that one.
But I'm
yep. Take a moment, savor that. It tastes good.
Yeah.
It tastes good. So what's your? I mean, what do you want to do with comedy? You said you like writing more. I mean, do you want to be a stand-up? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to?
I don't necessarily like writing more. It's just maybe more of like a comfort place for me at this time. No, I do like performing a lot. I like to go out, and I'm really just trying to be open-minded about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
that's how you end up in
just
porn.
Just have fun.
That's how people end up in porn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to be open-minded. So, you know, taking five dicks and three holes, and it's like, whoa, this got out of control real quick.
Oh, we'll see.
There's still time.
Mm-hmm. She's 24.
I like that you're staying open-minded.
The
do you still get nervous going up on stage?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on the nature of the jokes. Like, as I'm trying longer jokes, I'm pretty nervous about those. I tried one recently, and, like, I just forgot it. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Darn it. So it kind of depends on the nature of the jokes. But generally, no, I'm less nervous now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I love about doing stand-up at the comedy club is every time I get up off stage, Hannah has a great way of making me feel really shitty. Because she's always like, oh, my God, you were really good. like there was, she's still shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's seen me do stand-up multiple times, and every time she just has a way of bringing me right back down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, you were actually good. Like, I had no idea. I'm like, wow, Hannah, thanks. You really know how to make a guy feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You keeping my ego in check. I like that. Someone's got to.
Somebody's got to.
So it's Hannah.
Yeah.
We need to keep her around.
He's yeah, not really no kidding.
Very funny tonight, but.
What do you mean? I'm not?
No.
Oh, man, God,
you know, you can maybe you'll redeem yourself all right, on maybe. Wednesday when maybe. I get surprised again.
Right.
Speaking of stand up, keep in mind on January 21st at 8 p.m., I will be doing stand up at a show at the Observatory, downtown Spokane. It's the Laugh and Order show with Brandy Rohrenbach, as well as Will Gilman, Alex Bro, Josh Tiefert, and Jessica Watson. I think Jessica Watts and I are doing stand-up. Everyone else is doing part of the show. It's kind of a debate courtroom-style show. So check that out at the Observatory on the 21st.
What do you mean by courtroom-style?
I don't know. Just go check it out and find out. People are going to be pleading, kind of an improv, pleading a case against a, against a quote-unquote jury, I guess. So it's going to be interesting. But and then I'm doing stand-up in between it, and so is Jessica. So
what's the date on that one?
January 21st.
Okay.
8 p.m. So
that's a
Saturday.
Saturday.
I was just told that the other night.
Observatory?
Yeah. Observatory. So
that's the old Blue Spark.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So now I got to do figure out 10 minutes worth of material. Which is not easy.
Talk about beer and not getting laid.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I haven't talked about beer at all in my act yet. Hannah will attest to this. I believe so anyway. People don't realize how long 3.5 minutes on stage is. Like when you're alone on stage, like, and you're like at an open mic is like 3.5 to 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're on stage alone, just a monologue to the crowd, it is an eternity. Like you can't go up there and not be prepared. You know, I talked about it a while ago on the show, a friend of ours who said they were going to do stand up and had, they'd never done it before and they were going to do like 15 minutes or something like that. I'm like, good luck, man. I hope it goes well, but that's a long time on stage to not have anything prepared.
Yeah. If you don't have anything prepared, definitely. Yeah. I think that's a huge mistake. Unless you're a super good improviser and really good at interacting with the crowd.
This is not even his forte. Like, did you ever end up seeing him anywhere? Because I know that show had gotten canceled.
Yeah, no, he didn't ever do it. He didn't end up doing anything.
He's
no.
in the rap business.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I've done improv comedy. I do this show. I've done stand-up. I can banter with people pretty well. But even just 15 minutes of filling time just bantering with the crowd takes a lot longer than people like it's
yeah you'd blacklist like 8 places
yeah you're
by
gonna
then.
you're gonna at a certain point just hit a wall and kind of be like I don't really know what the fuck we're talking about anymore here.
You're doing the jig.
Yeah, has anyone been to
you need to have some staple points to yeah. kind of move along the discussion. Yeah. But I kind of disagree with you though in that like 3 to 5 minutes isn't very, it feels really long. It does not feel long to me.
No.
At all. Because you just
heard that.
Look at that. There you go.
Heard that, girl. Up top.
3 to 5. Oh, damn. 3 to 5 does not feel long for Hannah.
No, not at all.
Stop,
no.
Barely getting warmed up.
Mm-hmm. You stop hanging out with Asian exchange students, I guess.
Well, they're interesting, though. They're, you know, you never know what kind of, what they got going on.
Kind of ninja stuff they're into.
Yeah. But no, I think
ninja
like
stuff.
Past 8 minutes starts to feel kind of long.
Yeah.
But
it's, you just got to really figure out what the hell you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly. And being present, I think, is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Like being with your jokes and being with the crowd, it kind of moves it along.
Yeah.
And makes you, you know, feel present with them and.
So what do you have any, are you looking at plugging any dates or getting anything going on long term for you?
I don't know. I'm not good at marketing. I just joined Facebook not that long ago. And
wow.
Yeah, all these microphones scared me. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
their phallic nature offend you.
Yeah, 3 to 5 minutes isn't a long time, but you get 4 of them in here.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, there's no concrete path, but it will it will develop over time, I presume.
I mean, what's ideal for you?
Ideally, I don't know. I want to keep working on new material and trying different styles and hanging out at different, you know, venues and getting comfortable with, you know, different venues.
Yeah. Have you been doing open mics at other places? Mm-hmm. Or hitting,
yeah.
So I know you've seen you at the club.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, you know, I know you and I have talked about Nido Burrito.
Yeah, I like Nido Burrito a lot.
Which is guffaw yourself at Nido Burrito is every Thursday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be able to start hitting, I think, starting next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably not going to, you know, become famous there, but it's a great place for.
I already am famous.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Already then.
I don't need to be more famous. I can't afford to be more famous at this point. I mean, I have a beer named after me. Come on, that's a good. That's a good
my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is comedy the ultimate goal though?
I don't know if it's the ultimate goal, but it's certainly a goal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the ultimate goal?
I think just death. I don't.
You death.
Oh, <that's laughs>
play on.
Got dark real quick.
Well,
she's just getting real.
What's mm-hmm. the ultimate goal? Death. I want to be murdered, non-romantically.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I hope it develops, and you know, I did in October. I did. Few minutes at Terrain, which was cool.
Okay.
And, you know, the drinking debates are fun. And so I think it is on an upward trend.
Yeah.
You know, it's going kind of slow, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's sometimes how success works, I think.
Sure.
So we'll just see.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you can find Hannah every Wednesday at the Spokane Comedy Club at 315 West Sprague Avenue, doing her stand-up. Also, on February 5th, hosting her team, the Drink and Debate, which I will be hosting. Hannah, what's your team name?
We are going to be Adam and Eves.
Adam and Eves. All right.
Yeah. I
offered up I offered up $100 to anyone who wanted to name their team Deesa's Angels.
Oh my God!
God damn it!
That's what you do through disposable income.
This is narcissism at its finest.
It's
like that one time I went to a brewery, offered them $1,500 to name a beer.
Yeah, and look at me. the despicable
yeah,
order.
Like Howard Hughes, just like the eccentric millionaire Spokane, who just has a podcast in a basement to get weird beers named after me and just to stand up because, yeah. The... I offered money for weird things. I don't know. That just seemed like a weird thing. That doesn't seem fun if someone be like Deesa's Angels. I wanted to just hear it be said over and over again all night at the show.
You could make that team.
I could make that team.
Yeah.
Eventually I might.
Yeah. You, Nick, Cavassier.
I'm working on doing an all-star show with Nick, myself, and Harry on a team.
Oh.
The three creators, three guys behind the show, see if we can, how we hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But maybe grab a couple of the other all-star teams and just do like a, you know, kind of a big event about it. Some of the teams that are always good, you know, Macomb and
goddamn
Greg.
Human and garbage.
I know, exactly, yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Because they always win? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there any other reason why you hate them? I just saw a little bit of, like, extra hate in your eyes.
She's obviously competitive.
Yeah, well, they're all, you know, 3-4, so...
They're all 3-4.
You know, 3-4.
Inches.
Yeah.
Oh. Boom. Oh, yeah. I'm coming next time so I can root you on.
Yeah. They're just bad.
All right. Hannah, do you have anything else you want to plug or coming up? Or
I don't want to plug anything.
Especially not in this room.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
No. we'll be using that.
Anything else you want to talk about, or are you?
Well, I do actually have a question for you.
Yes.
Like, what is your first name? Like,
where did you? Is it short for something?
Yeah. What is it?
You're not kidding about coming off stage.
It is a family name made of people from my family
okay.
into a name.
Like a combination of names?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like all the letters?
Like all the letters.
Like there's somebody whose name starts with a D, three people that starts with E's, and one starts with a C.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Or are you just pulling this out of your ass?
Yeah, no.
Yes. Yeah? Nope.
It is right. Just like not that.
Oh, okay.
It's short for
I understand.
Despicable.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks for playing.
I'll have to tell you off air. Not allowed to reveal secrets on. Okay.
Dude, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard, by the way.
Well, I have an English friend, and I said something about our podcast, and I said, oh, yeah, decent trousers or whatever, and he's like, you freaking Yanks, where do you guys come up with these names? they sound like, yeah. I don't even know. And he's just like,
I was telling
everybody
someone
in
that
England only had all their names, you know,
sure.
Mike, Mark,
yeah,
Phil, mm-hmm. Richard.
I told someone that we need to, that we're going to change Monica's name to something funky too, so we can have like,
so we all be just weirdos.
Yeah, so we can all have really unique names.
Yeah.
Shalinda is pretty good. I just heard someone on Final, I'm playing Final Fantasy X right now, and there's some, like, everyone has really cool names on that, like really, really good names, but then you just run Shalinda. Into like this lame lady, and she's like, I'm Shalinda.
Shalinda.
That's a cool name.
No, it's horrible.
What do you do? That's a good question. What do you do when you're not doing comedy? And playing Final Fantasy X.
Yeah. I've finished Final Fantasy 6 and 7 and 4 and 8. I didn't really like 8, but I finished it. Because I had a crush
that's
on
a lot of Final Fantasy.
The main character, Squall.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just Final Fantasy and comedy. That
I'm not sure what this is. What is
oh,
Final?
It's
a video game.
Yeah, it's a video game.
It's gotcha. A porn series. Hannah's been through all of them.
All the levels.
Wasn't a big fan of 8.
Not a big fan of 8. We did some weird shit in 8. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Had to move on to 9.
Yeah.
9 I was cool with.
9's good.
Okay.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. fun.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's at, huh?
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I just had a week off of work.
What do you do for work? Can you say?
It's so boring. Yeah, I mean, I work in a medical office.
Okay, like, are you like a medical assistant?
No, I do.
Do you wear scrubs?
No, I do all administrative.
Are you a janitor? Do you clean the carpets?
No.
Do you clean the carpets?
If there's carpet to be cleaned.
Always.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Usually, like 16-year-olds, so obviously not.
Whoa. They don't have carpet.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Hit them before the hair does.
God, that was the worst. It's not.
I know it's weird that I could use that twice in 2 weeks.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've used it every
hey,
day.
Hey, get that thing. This is probably the first time you've heard this week, but get that thing up by your mouth.
I'm trying.
Why do you have so much fucking difficulty with a microphone?
I don't know. I don't understand why it's not right by my mouth. I've been near the...
Because you've been playing with it for the last hour.
I'm trying to hold up my arm to keep the ice on
okay.
another area.
All right.
Whatever,
she's
man.
Icing her vagina is the problem right now. So
so funny.
So...
at least I got some.
A vagina? Yeah, well, you...
No, obviously got some ice. I got something done to it, so it needed to be iced because it was penetrated. I'm just kidding.
Go
it
on,
wasn't.
Write that one down.
Just kidding, it wasn't.
Please.
I didn't even have water all weekend.
You can't just say I'm just kidding. It's already.
Please write that one down. Don't strike that one from the records. Yeah, you're gonna have to keep that one. That one's getting pulled.
Great.
So I will have you know, anything you say can and will be used in future shows. So keep that in mind. All right. Well, now I think we're going to play a little round of Does Deez Hate It? This is the game where people ask me if I hate something or if I love it. Some people are confounded by certain things because my taste varies very wildly in weird ways. So, you know, we talk about movies, food, actors, songs, bands, things like that. So, Hannah, if you have anything off the top of your head, you feel free to ask. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to keep score and we're going to see who wins this round.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Monica and Travis both have a couple, and I have a few to name off that you guys can think if I love it or hate it. and we're going
to
declare.
You picked your own things to
ask you guys, and you guys decide if you think I love it or hate it.
Oh, we decide whether you love it
That's
or hate
right.
it.
That's right. So I am just a passenger in this game, keeping score. Mm-hmm. So we've got Monica. We've got Hannah. We've got Traz. Okay. So Traz, do you want to you gotta hold on. I'm gonna play some music for us for this.
Sweet.
I love the classy jazz.
Yeah, it's fitting.
It's my new favorite. We found this last episode. I don't remember how, but this is my new.
Because we were talking about our favorite restaurant,
yes,
that had
the
nice ambiance.
Yeah, this is.
How do you feel about the Sears? The Sears catalog.
This reminds us of sitting downstairs at Churchill's in the lounge, eating $7 meatball subs.
$7 at Churchill's?
Yeah.
Mondays is Meatball Mondays. Wednesdays is Wimpy Wednesdays. They do their burger. And then I did end up trying the fish and chips this last Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they have great deals
Fridays,
at
fish and
Churchill's.
Chips.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And yeah, so I went Friday. I tried the fish and chips. Pretty good.
I've had it for fish and chips too.
Yeah, it's a really good quality. I actually prefer cod though, and I like tempura better, but they were good.
Oh, yeah, they do halibut, right?
Yeah.
So I think I like halibut a little bit more.
Yeah, halibut is definitely a finer quality. I just really like cod because I like the way it, I don't know, it's flakier, I feel. I don't know, whatever.
All right, Traz, you got it. What's first up on the Does Deese Hate It list?
It's kind of stupid, but it's a food. I just want to know, how do you feel about fruit snacks? Yeah.
Like,
kind of like Gushers or like
the little Welch's bags.
Yeah, kay. Little Welch's bags, or like sometimes you can get like Ninja Turtle ones.
Yeah,
or, like, all
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that nutritionally sound?
Fruit snacks. What do you guys think? Do I love it or do I hate them?
I think he likes it because it's easy.
I don't like everything that's easy.
Yeah, you do.
I'm on the contrary of that. I really think you don't like them.
You don't think I like fruit
no,
snacks?
No. They're just, like, they're soft and smushy.
Yeah. I feel like that could go in the plus column.
yeah.
Traz, what do you think? Do I love them or hate them?
I feel like you want to hate them, but you like them. So that's my guess.
So Monica and Traz think I love them. Hannah says I hate them.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I got no love in my heart for fruit snacks. It's just such a non-food. There's like, there's nothing to them. It's like not, it's not, it's neither, you know, it's bird nor fowl. It's like, it's no man's land. It's this no man's land of food that's just a caloric mess, but zero, there's nothing in it. You know, you might as well eat like a cardboard box that's you know, so that somebody ate some grape flavoring and shit on, you know. And it just tastes like a bucket of chemicals to
me. That was like literally like the most philosophical, like best answer I ever could have hoped for when I asked you. That's why I asked, was just to hear that.
You. Well, you're welcome. All right.
Thank
you. So Hannah gets 1 point for that one.
Yeah, they are. Most of them are pretty gross. But I do want to let you know, I bought like some $2 little tiny packet of fruit snacks that were infused with probiotics.
Oh,
no,
so you poop better.
They were disgusting.
Yeah. I got to tell you, not long ago, I bought a bottle of kombucha and pounded this kombucha. And then I ate some questionable pork for dinner. And I ended up over at this girl's house. And I'm like, this is going to be a problem real quick. Like, I have to leave. Okay, I'm not able to be here with you in this small apartment without, like, you're gonna have to have a hazmat suit. It's gonna be that scene out of E.T. when the government finds E.T. and removes him from the house, you know, and everyone's in the hazmat suit and he's like, yeah, it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be bad, quick. You know, pale skin, people are sick, just not good.
Yeah.
So.
You need some fruit.
That was yum.
Yeah. What else? What else? You got anything else on your list?
Oh,
you guys can go around. Monica, you
go around. like massages, pedicures, manicures. Like, do you like getting primped? Getting, you know, like finessed?
Okay. Okay. Do I like getting? Do I like being like waited on? Like kind of like
Primped. Like upkeep. Yeah, like primped. Okay. Yeah, like do you like doing little things to, you know,
Kay.
Do the upkeep?
Sure.
And I was really tossed on this one when in thinking about it because, in some ways you do like to take care of yourself. In other ways, I feel like you would yell at a little Asian woman if she like did something wrong, like squeezed your big toe too hard or something, or like. And also, you just like not finding the time in it. That was the thing, is that you wouldn't
like the ROI, return on investment.
Yeah, like is I mean, sometimes it's busy. Like, do you have an hour in your day to go get a manicure, pedicure? I feel like sure. In your office.
I mean, not recently like with this nail bed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So I was going to go with no.
You said no. Monica says primps, and she says I don't. She says she doesn't think I love it. Hannah?
Yeah. Well, I think these are kind of two separate questions, because I think you definitely like massages.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But probably not manicures and pedicures. And I'm pretty sure you do your beard thing on your own.
Okay.
So.
Because of the spotchiness.
Because it's so uniform. Because
yeah.
My shit. Once again, Hannah with her great backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
Like, Hannah's the best, knows how to almost make me feel good and then just tear me down. And she's so nice and cute about just, you know what, your little beard thing? Looks like you definitely do it yourself.
Probably homemade.
So what are you saying? You saying
I
no?
I think
or?
The overall answer is going to be that you don't enjoy those
don't
things.
Don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't enjoy it.
Primping.
Yeah.
Traz?
I think you like to be fluffed, but maybe not stuffed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's like maybe you like the idea of it, but it's like at the end of the day, you're just a man's man. Like, you know, you might be artistic or well-spoken or like to dress nice on airplanes and stuff, but I feel like at
that's
the
conversation
of the day,
we had last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
At the end of the day, you know, you're a man's man. It's like you don't want some lady scrubbing your balls. You can do that shit yourself. Like, you don't
that's
need to
true.
Do, you don't need to do your
I feel
beard.
Like you
like,
would
you
love
yourself.
Somebody to scrub his balls.
No, sexually, I don't like my balls being touched.
Really?
Yeah. No,
but
it's just
who
weird.
Are you?
No, it's just
weird.
Weird.
I
yeah.
feel like we should go into a whole new category when we're playing this game.
Yeah.
Just hate it.
That's it's just weird. It doesn't do anything for me. I always feel like it's just too sensitive. It's like asking someone to hold your preemie baby. Like, don't poke it wrong. Anything you do could be dangerous.
Your preemie baby.
So as for being primped and primed and, you know, I do enjoy a good massage every now and then, although I don't get the time for it. I maybe squeeze one in once a year. I always tell people I'm going to start doing it like once a month because it's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get one maybe once a year. As for being primped and primed, I gotta say I got no love for it. In my, I got no time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the guy who takes 37-second showers. I don't
no.
use deodorant. Shampoo hasn't crossed my hair in probably over a decade. I do a hot rinse. I hit the undercarriage with a little bit of soap, and that's it. I'm out of the shower. I don't use Purell. I don't wash my hands a ton. I'm more the sewer rat mentality. Like, give me those. It's the reason I don't get sick a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because
dirt
I
don't hurt.
Because yeah, I've got the antibodies built up. You
so
know.
So underneath that scarf, there's a nice layer of antibacterium.
That's right.
Some bacteria. But.
No, I'm all about building up that those antibodies. And yeah, I certainly don't have time. Like, I don't care what my nails look like, or I've never had a pedicure or manicure. No, it's not.
Because you look like you are coiffed, but really you're not.
No, it's, yeah.
it's all just appearance.
He's
yeah.
all, he's
I'm
all,
ca- I'm
he's
Kmart,
all dressed
I'm
up.
Kmart coiffed.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, the suits are legit. So everyone said I would hate that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's nobody, no winners on that one. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Any other?
Yeah, I have one for you.
Okay.
I'm kind of wondering how you feel about like piercings on women.
Oh, piercings on women.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do like women.
That's good to know.
He does like holes in women.
I do like holes in women.
Yeah.
Piercings. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you mean piercings in general or like we're talking face piercings, ear, genitalia? What are we talking about?
No, or just like not just genitalia.
Maybe like abundant piercings. Or what do you, this is your,
just kind of like, you know, like an eyebrow piercing or a lip piercing. Or like a septum piercing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or septum, like maybe one nipple.
Okay. Mm. All right.
But
all right.
That's what we're talking.
Okay. One nipple piercing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. what do you guys think? Does Deese love it or hate it? Piercings.
I think you like it. I think that means there's like, you know, that like a uniqueness to that woman or whatever. She's got like a little something going on. I don't think you, unless it was like, you know, like the bowl piercing. I don't know if you'd be like a big fan of that.
Okay. Okay.
All the other ones, I don't think that, especially if it was like an interesting one, like her labia, you'd be like, oh yeah.
Okay. Well,
maybe I can turn this into some material.
Hannah, what do you think? You think I love it or hate it?
Yeah, I think you're probably, you know, like okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's like excitement there for you.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. I kind of have an interesting perspective on this, especially with like septum piercings. They're sort of like, I don't know, it's just kind of like a weird fetish thing. And a lot of girls that have septum piercings have like kind of specific traits about their personalities that I find really cool. But I think that you don't like that. Like, I think that, like, you know, maybe you could get down with a girl, but that at the end of the day, like, you're not trying to bring your mom home to some, or bring this girl home to mom. You know, she got a bunch of piercings and tattoos mm-hmm. and shit like that. So I would say that you like clean-cuttedness.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're trying to get your freak on.
Which I've been known. I have to say, Trask quite eloquently nailed it there. I am very much not into the piercings. I think it's a, to me, it's, misogynistic thing. I don't get it with men either, but it seems like so much work. And like, it seems like building this fake personality, like every day I have to put in these piercings and I do this thing and look at these tattoos. It's like, how about just develop a fucking personality instead, you know? Jesus Christ, instead of like this look I've cultivated, develop a personality. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy a woman who's a little more clean cut, classier. Not to say that I haven't possibly been with a trashy woman or two in my day, and probably will again.
Definitely the women you date or are with are all very like clean cut vanilla, like, you know.
Vanilla.
Vanilla Monica.
To be fair, I prefer the chocolate.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe a, you know, mint chocolate chip or something.
We prefer to be called human beings.
Yeah, at least at least a little bit of caramel mixed in on
top.
Yeah,
like a little caramel or whatever. But there's definitely no like freaking, you know, rocky road.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Pralines and cream or whatever.
I'm not into the crazy tattoos or piercings or extreme looks. I like a woman who just kind of looks nice, you know. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily to take home to mom because it doesn't matter. I'll never see her.
Oh, she's too dead.
Basically. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at on that. I like them clean cut, you know. I like just people who look good and you can take to cocktail party and they can throw a nice dress on and something that looks classy but not too revealing, you know. I don't like the super revealing, and you know, it's great when I'm watching porn, but in my real life it's like I want a girl who
yeah. He doesn't even like lingerie.
I don't. So, well, that's a waste of time. That's an extra step.
We could do this whole game, but just decent sexual.
No. Lingerie is like that good bread that they wrap twice. It's like, why? I already unwrapped you. I don't need to take lingerie off you. Mm-hmm. Like, just get the clothes off.
Lingerie's fun, and women feel different in it. They're a lot more...
great. I feel different inside of women, so...
No, check it out. No, that, ditch
the lingerie. Yeah, but they're more like... This has turned into, like, a fun evening.
Do you know what else helps that? Like, Rumplemans.
Yeah, that means face down ass.
It's like cougar mode. Like, those girls, they put on lingerie, and they become somebody else. They become, like... that sexual prowess that they've always wanted to be.
Yes,
like,
so do I do when I put on a Catwoman costume. It doesn't mean that's not weird.
When you do?
Yeah.
Guys are different, dude. We just want to get naked, bro. But,
dude, I do.
Girls, though. You
maybe you could buy, like, a little hat for it or something.
I have a couple, actually. They're medium.
I actually have to be fair, they're medium.
They're medium hats. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm sure.
They're average size hats.
Yeah. Average size.
So
hats.
Hannah and Traz are tied at one. Hmm. Does anyone else have anything?
How do you feel about girls with dogs in purses?
that seems.
For all of our fans out there, we're really hitting home, close to home. Monica, how's your dog?
Well, I was wondering when I was on my way, because I just got a dog. I was wondering when, and I asked Deese if I could bring him because I needed to stop by somewhere beforehand. And his purse came in today. I was like, should I just carry him so Deese doesn't say something to me about it? But I was like, no, he has a cute purse.
I don't even want to answer this question. It's too obvious. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking dog with four legs. He's not an amputee. Yeah. Let him walk. He's an animal.
Yeah, but they run places. There's, you know, like cars are driving around. I can easily just get him to somewhere. I don't know, you know.
Get him on a leash.
It matches my other bag.
Oh, my God. You're making it worse. Okay.
All right, do over. Right. How do you feel about double dipping?
Double dipping. What are we talking about?
Yeah, right.
This can go a lot of ways.
Like dip, you know, like chips and dip.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like some people are very, like, you got to rotate the carrot. You take one bite, you rotate the carrot over the other side, and that's how you finish it. Does it double dip? How does it offend you when you see somebody double dip? Mm. Are you a double dipper?
Am I a double dipper? What do you guys think? How do I feel about double dipping?
I'm pretty sure in your own time you double dip a lot.
I'm getting old. It's harder to double dip these days.
Yeah.
he can bury single dip.
Yeah, if I can get half a dip out with getting a cramp in my calf, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all are.
Hold my good knee. Hold my good knee.
But in the presence of others, like if we had like some carrots and hummus right now, and like Traz like double dipped.
Yeah. I just got filthy with it, man. I was like, I'd scooped it. I chopped the whole thing. And I was like, give it a lick. Double dipped it. Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your finger, like licked your fingers. Go.
All right. What do you guys think? Would I be for it or against it?
Yeah, probably against.
Against?
Yeah.
You guys say against. Monica?
I'm going to go with it depends how much you've had to drink. How much you've had to drink is dependent. But
no, you gotta commit.
Okay, I don't think you like it.
Yeah. Traz?
Oh, man. I feel like all the Mexican people I've ever known in life were really cool about food and super generous, and like it was just kind of like a free-for-all. And so I like to think that it's like that.
All right. Well, given a past answer I already gave in this segment about the sewer rat thing, you guys should know that I got no fear of germs.
Yeah.
I've literally dropped food on the floor and pick it up and eat it. Like, I don't care about your, I'll share if someone wants to take a hit off a drink I have or any drink or food, or like, I always say just, you know, whatever, stick your head, just no worries. I don't care. I'm not worried about it. Whatever you got, I've probably had, or give it to me. Let's work it around. And
That's how you're cool, man.
Yeah.
Let me get some of them germs.
All right. I got one for you guys. See if you think I hate it or love it. So Traz is up 2-1. Monica 0. Hannah 1. Monica, you've known me the longest.
I know.
The movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Does that have Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase.
Okay.
Do I hate it or love it?
Man, I hate this conversation because I have never seen that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just a blind guess.
I'm going to go with
no. I think you like it.
Yeah, Hannah? I've never seen it either, but I think you probably like it for some reason.
Monica?
I mean, you are the one that brought it up.
Yeah.
No, because
that's the red herring, though.
Well, last year we talked about what Christmas movies you liked, and I think I bought you Love Actually to watch with a girl, because I said that was a good Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recall you being a fan of any Christmas movies, or maybe that was the one that you were a fan of. But those movies make me kind of cringe, because there's something just bad always happening or whatever, and I think I remember you disliking that. Like, that you're just like, ugh. Or you love it. I can't remember. But I'm going to go with no.
You think I don't like it?
No.
And you two said I like it.
Yeah.
Monica finally on the board. I hate that movie.
Yeah, I thought you hated it.
I don't even think Chevy Chase is very funny.
Yeah, that
in
too.
General.
You're not a fan of him.
So that was not a great one. Mm-hmm. It's just a shitty movie. It's way overrated. People just...
Well, the movie's like where something bad just keeps happening. It's kind of just like,
No, I think people remember watching it when they were 13 or 12 and dumb. And you're like, oh, this is funny. It's like, no, it's funny because you're like retarded. You're a stupid person. That's why you think it's funny. But when you actually become smart and go back and watch these things, then you realize, like, no, this is actually a terrible thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's do two more, and then let's get into the news. Anyone, Traz, anyone, you got one more?
Yeah, I didn't write this one down, but I'm just interested in your sexual preferences.
Is this a personal question we should talk about off air?
We just already talked about getting your balls sucked in lingerie, so those are both really interesting.
I don't know if there was sucking in.
I think it was
just balls. Right.
You're gonna have to be more specific.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about getting your balls.
Well, he's got a one track mind.
All right, so D's. Damn, I can't think of a sexual preference right now. Any hope?
Well, I thought this is something you wanted to know. I thought you were...
No, it wasn't. Well, it was like a personal vendetta. I don't really care that much.
I thought you were going to use this for Tacoma, and you just didn't get the opportunity.
Interesting comedy, yeah. Oh, man. God. That's too crude. I'm sorry, Mom.
Do you like it when women offer to go Dutch on dates?
No, because that means then I have to pay half.
You just want them to pay
the whole
thing.
I just want to pay nothing. I don't want to have to pay anything. Who takes a girl out on a date?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
That was so 2016, Deese, too.
Dating? What the fuck? No, well, sorry, I fucked that one up for everyone. But no, if I'm on a date, generally if I take a girl out on a date, I will pay. For the first date, at least, definitely. If I ask them out.
80 cent wings.
Yeah. If we should hang out sometime, we get together and hang out, that's different than, if I ask them out on a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How, I figured out a question.
Okay.
How do you feel about having sex on the first date?
Oh. I think he's all for it. Especially if he paid.
Is there like any guys in the world who are like, no, definitely not?
Okay, I guess I should probably add extra to that. Like, if you have sex with a girl on the first date, would you be like down to like maybe take her on a second date?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, like maybe introduce her to your mom. Like something along those lines.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody wants to get banged on the first date.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you at least usually just find that she is now... slutty.
Well, what do you guys think?
Or are you okay thinking that... I think you would be okay with having sex on the first date and still dating that girl, because at this point, we're so old.
We just have to take what we can get.
You're like, hey, if the date... If you guys met each other, you made a plan, you went out on a date, the date was successful, that you hooked up, you're like, okay...
Maybe this can go somewhere.
Maybe this is going somewhere because you don't have a lot of effort in general, to spend. So you're like,
really?
Usually, and gosh. I feel like most women, you've moved them in by the third date.
Remind me never to ask. Remember to let you write my Tinder profile. Not a lot of effort.
I don't.
That's true.
So
I really don't.
If you, you'd be totally okay being like, cool, I don't have to look for another girl to bang after this for a little while.
Yeah, but you know what? Even so, okay.
And you move pretty quickly in your relationships anyways, so.
But I've only been in like three relationships in my life, so.
Yeah, and they've all moved in within
a month. So I guess my question is, out of those three women, did you guys have sex on the first date?
Most likely.
Because that would be the real answer.
Yeah, and he usually likes to get, rumped up on his dates, too. So
what is rumped up?
Rumplemans.
I don't drink Rumplemans. I don't like Rumplemans.
Whatever it is, tequila.
What is that you're talking
it's
about?
It's a mint liqueur, the beverage.
It's a panty dropper.
I don't like it.
I love Rumpelmans.
Oh, so what do you guys think? Do I want a girl to bang on the first date? Or Monica, what the fuck is your problem with a microphone? Jesus
it has
Christ.
A mind of its own.
here's Monica on the microphone. So I can...
It just... I miss being able to lean back. I miss holding my own mic. I miss leaning back. I think this is very adorable and everything, but fuck.
Well,
I can't get my mouth on it.
Write that one down, please.
Before I had all the control.
Okay.
Now there's no control.
What do you guys think about do I want to bang on the first date?
You definitely want to bang on the first date.
It kind of wasn't the question, I guess. But.
Yeah, I would sure hope that, like, you would still date her if she was like cool, you know, like if she wasn't cool and you banged, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, just toss her out.
Okay.
Just
so
that was the nicest way of saying to never see someone again.
Like, that's cool, but if she was like cool and you guys banged, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure you'd still see her again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. With Monica on the yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Traz?
Yeah. So my answer is that I think that on paper it's just like girls with tattoos, and you're maybe like, but maybe your last three girlfriends you guys have banged on the first date, and that's why it went well. So I would say at the end of the day, yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I have to admit, actually kind of a turnoff for me banging on the first date. Not say I wouldn't, but to me it's like,
I
always think if it's me, how many baker's dozens of dicks have done this before me, you know, for this date? And it's just kind of a weird scenario, you know. I'm like, then it's like, is this just the regular? Probably. And like, I don't know. I'd rather meet someone like, hey, let's just, I mean, I get it. I'm pretty great. So,
totally.
You know, better on a, I'm a good first date. I'm not a great fourth date. Like, I'm the best first date you'll ever have. By the fourth date, I'm like, can I just, just watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
It's just kind of a turnoff. I want to know that, like, you're, It doesn't make me feel like you're looking for any type of real relationship.
Right.
So then it makes me feel like, well, then I guess I shouldn't be either with this person.
Isn't that like a double standard? Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to get real, mm-hmm. I think that's like a double standard.
Why?
Why? Because girls love to bang on the first date.
Well, it's just the flip side of it. Like, that notion that guys are always thinking about sex and, like, they'll take it. But if a woman does... And I am not a feminist at all. Mm.
I'm not saying
I'm supposed
women
to be a comedian. I don't know what happened.
I'm not saying women shouldn't vote on the or shouldn't vote.
Oh my god!
I mean, they shouldn't. We all know that. That's stupid. A terrible idea. Shouldn't bang on the first date. But like, I also am saying that is, I think that's a sign. Like, even if a guy wants to bang on the first date, like, this is a sign of that. You know, like, I always take it as how if I'm like, I'm never gonna want to date this girl again, I'm more likely to want to bang her on the first date than if it's like, I want to see this girl again.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So if it's like, I want to see this girl again, then there's a level of respect and like, yeah, I, you know, good night, usually a hug and a walk to the car and like, I'll let me know you get home safe. Other than like, you know, throw a couple dirty ones at you and fucking try and find a cab. you know, that type of thing.
All right.
So
that was beautiful poetry. That's like absolutely what I hope to get out of that question.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't remember who guessed. I think you guys all guessed I was into it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna do.
I guess you weren't into it.
I think it just depends.
But that your last
you're into it.
Girlfriends, maybe
relationship,
you did bang on the first date. So I have a follow-up.
Actually,
question.
Any of the girls I seriously dated recently, I did not bang on the first date.
Yeah. That's good for you, man.
I'm gonna do one last question for you guys, and this is a song question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready? Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a song for you, and you guys need to decide if I hate it or if I love it.
Love it.
You think I love it?
Oh, yeah. It's with an intro like that.
It's a live version. So 10,000 Maniacs, Natalie Imbruglia, Because the Night.
What era is this from? Is this like recent?
Early 90s.
Oh.
Monica loves it.
I do. You don't love it.
Until that girl started yodeling, I was going to definitely give this one a plus one. It's like I'm seeing like a cute girl, kind of jazzy, no tattoos, definitely doesn't fuck on the first date, super talented. I say you love it.
Yeah. Just to be the opposition, I'm going to say you're like trying to trick us, mm-hmm. and you don't actually like this weird song.
I actually love this song.
Oh, okay.
Woo! Yeah.
I listen to this song probably 8 times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has very interesting taste. You most likely have even karaoke'd this song before.
You know, no one has it because it was never an album track. It was just live. This is a great song.
Yeah, I know this song. Yeah, it is a pretty good song.
It's a fantastic
song.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's kind of like in the realm of the Cranberries, but it's a lot a lot better though.
Yeah, and so this they only have this live version. There's two things I really love in music: strings instruments like violin, cello. If you mm-hmm. you can pick that out, which this song has a heavy string section, or horns.
Oh,
like really big horn sections, like. Huh. There's a song.
You even got the fiddle in there.
Do you know if you like a harp? Like a harp with horns and strings?
I could try.
Oh, well.
Do you have a song I should listen to?
Well, I just had someone that you might like with those,
like,
you know, those interests.
Like this song, it's one of my go-to karaoke songs. Lots of horns.
Okay.
You know,
uh-huh.
that whole brass section.
So do you really like Stevie Wonder or
yeah.
like a jazzy, bluesy thing?
All right.
Wow. We've learned a lot.
Learned a lot about me today.
Yeah.
Okay.
This really is your therapy show.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's like, what right. do you guys want to know about me today?
Let's just do this. All right. Monica, you ready to get into some news?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deez puts down.
All right. So Chris Brown and Soulja Boy have had quite a feud lately on Twitter and different social media outlets. They've decided to settle this the old-fashioned way and are going to have a boxing match.
Slap fight.
Yep, they're going to have a boxing match in March in Vegas. They've also enlisted the help of...
like Forrest Whitaker?
Floyd Money Mayweather,
Floyd Money Mayweather mm-hmm. and Mike Tyson. So
what are they doing?
So Mayweather's going to be coaching Soulja Boy, and Tyson will be coaching Brown. This will be a 3-round fight to settle their differences in not undisclosed event center as of now, but in Vegas in March.
The West Central Community Center of Las Vegas.
No, you know this is money right here. Like everybody, everybody would love for rappers to settle their disputes this way and be like, all right, if you're going to talk all that shit, let's actually take this to the ring.
Yeah.
Instead of it be like a bouncer like shooting one of the other bouncers in a club when mm-hmm. the other one like got kicked out or something like that. Like this is an actual way we should start doing this, and that these and giving these guys some credibility. I mean, it's not much. There's been, you know, several memes created because of Chris Brown. One where Soulja Boy is asking Rihanna how he hits and whatnot. So this should be an interesting fight. I feel like it's going to bring a lot of money too, because this is a first of its kind. Two pretty well known artists and to have all the backing and everything behind it. So this should be an interesting thing to cover, especially if they do air this the way they do the fights, like being able to do like a pay-per-view or something like that.
Whatever happened to dueling? I wish we could go back to dueling, like shooting someone, you know, you like a duel at you know, high noon, right?
Mm-hmm. Fucking Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, get that old school shit and just fucking shoot one of these people. Statistically, one of these guys is going to get shot in the next 3.5 years anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, might as well get it over with legally.
Well, this is legal as well.
I know, but this way we don't have to listen to either one of their shitty musics anymore. It's fucking people are terrible.
This is to the death.
Yeah, a duel. Know, like you shoot them. You each have a gun.
And they all out of this feud with high the death pants. Certificate.
Yes.
Really high pants.
Really high pants. And they have to make them shoot straight, not sideways like a gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit. I'm looking forward to
it. I saw this shit on Facebook, and I was like, no fucking way.
I think this is hilarious. Awesome. I can't wait. Yeah.
Like, dude, honestly, I read about all the beef, and I'm like, dude, what are you guys beefing about?
They
is
don't
this
even,
fake?
Yeah, there's not even.
It's fake. Floyd Money is trying to get money.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there's a lot of people involved. I think it started with, you know, just some smack talking or whatever. And somehow Rihanna was involved or whatever. Like, Soulja Boy has, it started over, like, Soulja Boy liking somebody on Instagram.
It was, like, Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend.
She, like, posted, like, a fucking happy picture of her eating food or something stupid on Instagram. And Soulja Boy liked it. And Chris Brown was like, "Oh no, you didn't."
Yeah, it started over.
I feel like that's how every episode of the Kardashians starts. Somebody likes their Instagram post, and someone goes, "Oh no, you didn't," and then roll credits to the Kardashian show, and smash cut to Kris Jenner talking about his vagina penis, and then it goes on from
there.
That's
Bruce Jenner.
Whatever, Caitlyn. Christina, what I call her?
Caitlin, Chris. Chris is the mom.
Yeah, well, she's got a vagina penis too, probably.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll be giving you updates on that as we follow along. And
can they fight to the death, please, so we don't have to listen to either one of these fucking ignorant retards' music anymore and they're being in this world?
Like, I like Chris Brown's music if he wasn't such a D-bag. It's always fun. Anyways.
I would like him to create music.
They really should get Snoop Dogg, and he would just get like kill
Snoop
them
Dogg
all.
Would Snoop Dogg wouldn't do anything. He'd be like, "Oh hell no!" And he'd just like slap somebody and just like walk away. I don't know.
The
like,
problem
he don't get, he doesn't have time for that. Okay. Snoop Dogg's a class act.
The problem with this is
he's my favorite.
The true mediator.
Yeah, he would. Guys. He'd be like, "We should all just smoke a big fat."
Yeah, smoke a blunt. Mm-hmm. The problem with this
Y'all
is neither of these guys have probably ever really been in a fight. So
I think Chris Brown actually trains, and he did beat up Rihanna once.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has been in a fight. Maybe the other person wasn't fighting.
But you know what? To be fair, she corrected him in public, so.
Whatever,
I mean,
dude.
It was not.
And I think Soulja Boy doesn't actually fight or do anything in real life. And so he was like, fuck, dude. And that's why he was like, yo, Money, what's up, man? Can you train me a little bit for this?
Yeah.
Swear to God, that's
like
what happened.
This could get interesting.
All right.
All right, let's see next up. So the killer whale at the center of Blackfish has passed. Tillicum, who was at SeaWorld San Diego, who was the center of the Blackfish movie in regards to SeaWorld, you know, still keeping animals captive and using them for shows and whatnot. With the passing of the whale, this will be the last killer whale. That would have been the last killer whale show that they're doing. They are realizing that the times have changed, what people are wanting, not in the understanding of what's happening with these and the studies that have been done before. I mean, I remember going to SeaWorld when I was young, and this was a really exciting thing that you got to be up close and personal with these creatures. But realizing now any of these animals in captivity are, unless they're being rescued, and that's their purpose for being... being held captive in these different like zoos and whatnot, that it is diminishing their life by probably about 75%.
Oh yeah, so whales in the killer whales in the wild can live upwards of 130 years.
Yeah.
Killer whales in captivity generally die before 30 years old.
Yeah, so this one was 35.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely, I'm glad that, you know, that they, and SeaWorld has adjusted, and they said the times have changed, and This was the last, and this whale had actually even killed one of its trainers.
Yeah,
in the past,
Sandy something, yeah. Whatever her name was.
So I'm glad that things are changing. I do understand. Like we had talked about it before, like going to the cattails here in Spokane, unless these animals are just having to be taken in because they could die and that this is the only other option, then and that is our way of being able to learn from them and get to be close to these animals, there's no reason why they should be taken out of their home. So I'm glad that this is the ending to that, but it just came, you know, true to form that he only lived to be 35, or she, whatever.
Yeah, it's
male or female.
It's pretty crazy. I'm gonna see if I can find this for you guys. It's really bad for these whales. You know, they should not be in that kind of environment. They're it's just unnatural for them. They've got, you know, they swim hundreds of miles in a day. Generally, they actually have different languages. Each pod in different parts of the ocean that don't, you know, they have their own dialect and language. They don't actually have, you know, one language for the, you know, it's not like other whales. They actually have different dialects and speak differently. It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Dude, I was kind of just thinking about the craziness of, like, human consciousness. Like, we've developed so much as people in the last couple hundred years, and it's like there used to be huge hurdles, you know, to, like, going out in nature and seeing grizzly bears and cougars and whales and stuff like that. It was unfathomable. Mm-hmm. Like, people of the earth just would never get to see that stuff. And so it's like we kind of, like, came into our own and, like, figured out how to capture animals and do human stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Science. and we just, like, pretty much captured all these animals and put them in zoos and, like, looked at them and just, like, explored them and, like, learned about them as, like, a consciousness or as, like, a mass civilization. And now, just a few short years later, we're, like, we're done with it.
Yeah, I think before it was definitely about learning from the animals and being able to study them very close, you know? But that's not what the animals were put on the earth to do, you know? That, you know, not just to fill in chapters in a book, that they had a purpose for being put on this earth, and that's to be able to be free. And so it's nice that we've come to that realization, and most parks like that and whatnot are really limiting what they're doing, that they're only taking in animals now that had to be taken from their home because of, you know, like a disease or something when they were younger, or being threatened by, I think they were even, there's a lot of, because of all the stuff that was going on in Africa with the elephants being shot and the lions being shot and stuff like that, that there's been a lot of animals that have been taken over, and that people can purchase them, you know, like you can, like, adopt a highway or adopt an animal or whatever, that they're trying to build animal sanctuaries now for them instead of zoos, and that people go
like
on
nature.
Yeah, like that now. So now they're doing the animal sanctuaries where you get to go in like in a little Jeep, and you drive around, and that they're not in cages, that they're still, like, roaming free kind of thing.
So, by the way, have you guys ever seen the movie Orca?
No.
So this is a movie that came out, and it was about basically Jaws, but with a killer whale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this movie I watched as a young man. And it's so disturbing because the opening scene is like them, because, you know, these guys go out and separate the moms from the rest of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring up this one orca who has birth on the deck of the ship. And then all these, like, old sea caps, like, get the baby off. And they, like, hose it down and spray, then kick this baby orca off the ship. And you just see the eye of one of the mom orcas, like, oh, I'm going to fucking get you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the rest of the movie. It's just, like, this orca trying to kill these fucking people. Let's see if they...
So this, it's like Moby Dick from the whale's perspective?
Kinda.
Aww. Ew.
So, oh, here, look, here it is.
Bro, that was a gross.
And the mom orc is all mad as shit. The boat.
Yeah, for our viewers that haven't seen this movie, that's straight up what I just watched.
And, but, or beams of the ocean
good,
house.
Good, that's what they get.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. No one's ever.
Don't be promoting this.
Man. It's no Jaws. For the third time this week.
Yeah, you're so weird.
All right, let's do one more news story here, and then we'll.
All right. So in Facebook this week, there was a white disabled kid that was taken captive and shown live being tortured by four Chicago. Everybody lived in Chicago, and was being held for a few different days, and they would broadcast different times that the kid was being tortured. Mm-hmm. And this was huge to happen this week for, and there was a lot of discussion with the Golden Globes last night, the opposite of Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, you know, yada, yada, also the crimes that they're being charged with because he had mental disabilities and whatnot. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. I mean, these kids were, three of them were 18 and then the other one was 24. Two boys and two girls holding this kid captive, and for several days. So kind of just shocked the nation right now that this is, you know, this is what is, it, that anybody's capable of something like this, further permeating like what, you know, all these discussions that have been had right now. In regards to Black Lives Matter and the opposite of how these things are being handled, that there wasn't this big thing that, you know, Obama had discussed with everybody, that it wasn't something that was brought up at the Golden Globes and everybody had the platforms for it or whatever, that we're not, you know, these things aren't being addressed as well, when this is like one of the most shocking things, you know, especially to be put on Facebook Live. That the people are, you know, the kids are basically torturing a little white, you know, a younger white kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well,
in
let's not bury the lead. These were four black kids,
mm-hmm.
Who did the torturing.
Mm-hmm.
And if these roles were reversed,
mm-hmm.
if it was four white kids torturing a mentally handicapped black kid, the
mm-hmm.
city would be half on fire right now.
Right, exactly. And so, and Chicago has the highest crime rate that it's ever had.
Do you know why Chicago has the highest crime rate it's ever had? It's gone up 500% in the last year. Do you want to know why?
Because
they've had so many issues with the Black Lives Matter and all these people making complaints that now, instead of the police officers trying to stop crime, they see people and they're like, fuck that. I'm not getting shot or losing my job over it. Hey, roll along, big guy. Like, I'm not going to even try and stop you or worry about what you're doing, even though your activities look shady as shit. If I stop you, I'm going to lose my job because it's going to turn into a race thing. And then I'm going to lose my pension and my job. So they're not even trying to stop crime. So in the last year now, no one's doing shit and none of the police are doing anything. So crime has gone up 500% in Chicago. How's that working out for you, Chicago?
So you're saying that crime went up because they're not stopping people.
Because they're not doing anything.
Because
profiling is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason you profile. Profiling is a thing that exists. Is it great? Is it a perfect system? No. But unfortunately, there's statistically speaking, certain segments of society, my people, the Mexicans included, do a large majority of violent crimes. Okay. So if you're driving by an old 89 Honda Civic with four gangbangers who all are covered in Mexican guys, all covered in tattoos, and they're driving down the street smoking cigarettes, and then some lady in a, you know, 2016 Nissan Quest minivan with three kids in car seats in her back seat comes driving past you at the same other side. Statistically, which one commits more crime? What are we supposed to do? All equal, both just as likely to be a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right?
No, I mean, I understand where you're getting at.
So what do we do? So the cops have said, hands off. Fuck it. All we do is every time we try to stop someone and stop crime before it happens,
mm-hmm.
we get our asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. We're not doing shit. And now it's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome, Chicago. You deserve it. You fucked yourselves because you're not willing to understand that there is a problem in the, you can't, yes, cops are assholes, but they're assholes first, racist second. They're, it's not their problem they created. Fix the problem. The problem is family and education. Families don't stay together. Find a way to get these families to stay together. Put money into educating these kids and these young adults before they have kids. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about paying for body bags at the end of the year.
Totally. yeah.
Deese is a real family man.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I think that was spot on, man, honestly.
It just,
there's a lot of problems, and it's like there's a thing in economics called unintended consequences, and it's just like when you start making dumb decisions, there's like consequences for that, and it's like it fucking eventually turns into a shit show, and that's exactly what's happening in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they also it's like, you know, I don't know specifically what their gun laws are, but I know that it's often criticized as basically a gun-free zone. It's just like a whole, like, gun-free nightmare. And it's like people are getting blasted every fucking night there.
Yeah.
So it's like it's these laws and, like, these ideas that we're coming up with as, like, a community and a government and as, like, a media organization. It's like, dude, it feels good. It feels right. It's nice and sweet. And it's like we want everybody to be equal, even though those four gangbangers versus that mom in a minivan. But it's like, dude, guess what? This is Earth. Shit's real, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
listen, I have a 95-pound black pit bull upstairs. Monica has a 2.5-pound, what is that, a Griffin Terrier? What is she?
He.
It's
a Yorkshire Terrier.
I just assume he has a vagina.
It's a Yorkie. Yorkie. Okay. Why would you assume he has a vagina?
Look at that thing.
The way he looks.
Okay.
No.
If that,
he's wearing a bow tie.
It's kind of like racial profiling.
I
a little.
Know.
If you're walking down the street and that thing comes trotting up to you, or my dog, a 95-pound black pit bull, comes running up to you, is your feeling going to be identical? Yeah,
I am.
You're
well,
a fucking liar.
I know, you're a fucking liar. I don't get scared of dogs. I love all dogs.
It doesn't matter if you don't know Molly and you see a dog that size, your reaction is a little different than if you see a dog that size running up to you.
Yeah, I'm not so concerned for my white pants.
Okay, but you're still more concerned.
Yes.
There's a difference in life, and statistically speaking, the way crime is committed and violent crimes in certain areas especially, is it right that that happens? No, but it's true. So we need to understand that and figure out why that's happening and fix that, not complain about why that is happening. It is happening. Complaining about why it's happening isn't going to change. Complaining about what is making it happen and figuring that out is what we need to do.
Totally.
But people don't want to do that. Because then we have to actually start looking into people's cultures and separating things, and it gets ugly, and you can't talk about this if you're not that color or this person or this blah, blah, blah. Fucking idiots.
That's why I think you'd be good at sports. It's like you can recognize that there's a problem and just keep it real. And that's so fucking helpful.
Oh, man.
People who listen to sports need that.
I'd be a better president. All right. Hannah, you have anything to say on any of that?
No. Thanks, though.
Hannah's too nice and white.
Oh my god. What a racial profiler.
Yeah.
And that was Stuff According to Stubbs.
I'm not a chicken, but if you give me an egg, I will sit on it.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up the show. And as per the new resolution this year, we're going to end the show, as we will every episode now, by saying nice things about each other. You guys ready? Monica?
Oh, I get to start.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I do like the happy music.
Monica, why don't you start us off and go around and say some nice things about everyone tonight?
Thanks for hitting me up, even though you didn't go to Tacoma on Sunday to see what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not doing much these days.
You're crippled.
Because I'm crippled and I just hang out at home. So, I'm excited. We should do something this week. Traz, I'm sorry you've been having a rough week. Don't let those white knights get to you. If you bang a girl, you should tell your two best friends.
And everybody that listens to this podcast.
Hannah, it was very nice meeting you. Glad to have you on the show. Glad somebody can handle Deese well.
I can handle.
And I'm excited to hear your cotton. Yeah, no. Well, nobody can really handle him.
No.
But I think that you've found a good way to deal with him, just as we all have. And I am excited to hear your comedy in the future.
Me? To me now?
Sure.
All right. I'll start with our guest, Hannah. Thank you for coming. And I appreciate you always being so nice. Your decorum. You always have nice things to say and are so sweet. And are so funny. You're actually one of my favorite comedians. I really do mean that. You're one of the people I always look forward to seeing, and you make me laugh at the comedy club more than almost anyone else on a regular basis.
He means that.
Thank you. That's nice.
I do mean that. Traz, I thank you for all your hard work and your belief in me to be a sports podcaster. And the
You're welcome, no comment.
Traz is like the best Flava Flav ever. He's like my hype man. I just want to take him with me everywhere I go. He's just so good at just agreeing and rolling with it. And all
Deese needs is an ego boost. That's what he was really searching for in 2017.
And Monica, thank you for bringing your dog over to shit and piss in my house all within 27 minutes.
You're welcome.
I never would have seen that one coming. I'm glad you're on the mend, and I can't wait to enter you into arm wrestling contest with your bionic arm.
Sweet.
And I like your dog.
Yes. Bo had a really nice time hanging out with you guys,
so,
too, by the way.
I guess starting with Hannah, I think that you were, like, super intelligent, despite what you said. Super hilarious. Like, honestly, one of my favorite guests. You made me laugh so hard at Deese with your backhanded comments. And it was totally funny how you called it out and just to watch that happen in real life. Deese, I think you're amazing. Your mind is amazing. The way you think about things is just, like, so healthy and helpful for the world we live in 2017. Monica, guess what? I also have really nice things to say about you. I think you're beautiful. Your personality is beautiful. Your dog is beautiful. And you're just living a beautiful life. Like, hella white girl status. Do it.
Hello, white girls. Hello,
white girls.
That makes sense, though.
No racial profiling there.
Well, I thought that was the theme of this episode.
I know. I thought it was, too.
I was going to get into your dog, too, but... Just joking. I actually love him.
He said you're pretty.
He is pretty.
Well, I just want to first thank Deese for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome.
That was nice. And you turned out to be a lot more... worldly. You seem pretty up to date on current things, and it's nice that you worry about the orcas.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
I've never had anyone thank me for worrying about the orcas before.
I think that was... I don't know if he necessarily does, but...
No, I do, actually. I worry about him. Part of the reason I don't sleep is those orcas.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Don't get me started on cuttlefish.
No.
I'm really worried about them.
Oh, no.
But I'm pretty worldly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. It seems like you probably don't have any STDs. Because so. you're taking care with not having sex on the first date, so... Yeah. Congratulations.
We also learned how dirty he is though.
Right.
As I watched him sniff his scarf like 10 minutes ago, I was like... I only wondered what that was about.
Scarf.
I know. Yeah. Oh, okay. That new scarf smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Just wondered if you had neck sweat.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't really sweat a ton. Well, thank you, everyone. And Hannah, thank you. That was very nice of you.
Oh, you're just going to let her compliment you?
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, she didn't have any for you guys. Not my fault. Be better.
I don't want a compliment that's going to make me feel bad anyways.
No, I'll be real quick about it. You've all been a lot of fun. I think you're... give me your name.
Monica.
Monica. You're very nice and you're a good
compliment.
Don't
worry, that's how every guest leaves the show. No. What's that blonde chick's name again?
Seriously, well, though.
Yeah, I won't be back.
No. Oh, you don't want to come back?
No, I'm saying I won't be back because of my, being... Cool.
No, you'll come back.
But yes, you're very nice and cheerful, and that's good for, I think it's good for Deese, and I think it's good for the show.
Yeah, thank you.
So, and Traz, I think you've maybe done a little bit of acid.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, but because you seem like a free spirit, and that's
right.
That's very, yeah, it's good. It's really good. You guys make a good podcast. So.
Aww.
So yeah, keep doing it, and thank you again.
You know what the funny thing is? I've probably done more acid than anyone.
Yeah.
I think she's talking about my open free spirit, not
yeah.
Just
yeah,
the drug
not
use that got me there. But
yeah.
I mean, it's probably other things too. But whatever.
Yeah, like my drug use just got me in deep thoughts about Chicago.
Yeah, your drug use has ruined you. While he's still living a beautiful, open-minded life.
once you hit that 300 plus mark at Nevada LSD, yeah. Apparently your pleasure centers are just ruined. So.
There you go.
Yep. All right,
that covers it.
Okay. Well, that was fun, guys. Okay. Well, that's going to be all for us this evening. Thank you guys for hanging out. Hannah, thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Again, you can see Hannah captaining her team. The name of your team again is?
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. At the Drink and Debate February 5th at the Spokane Comedy Club. You can find myself hosting that. Her teammates are Jessica Watson and Casey Strain. Watch him go for the title. And again, you can find me on January 21st, 8 p.m. at the Observatory doing stand-up. We've got some other great comedians on the bill, so come check us out. See the whole show. I've got some other dates coming up. I'll let you know soon, but the Drink and Debate and that one are the ones to figure out for now. And then let me know what you think. New show. Drinking wine with we'll ask Hannah. I'm gonna do either a show called Red Wine Confessions where I drink wine with comedians and get them to tell me intimate stories.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Or do a sports show.
Well, I like the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Perfect. Yes. I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That just convinces me more to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So join us next week, guys. Our guest is comedian Folger Emerson. First time on the show. Looking forward to having him. And thank you for joining us, guys. And for the social hour, I am Deese. And for Monica and Traz.
Bye.
Bye.
And for Hannah.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to expensive Asian restaurants, unrealistic sports fans, the Walmart security lady, people who use self-checkout lines, women with aggressive piercings, dads in Chicago, Monica, and orcas. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Like, if she wasn't cool and you banged, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, just toss her out.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending. Studios!